Even though.
Even though.
I am very accomplished.
I am very accomplished.
Very habituated.
Very habituated.
To know.
To know.
How slow I am.
How slow I am.
How stuck I can be.
How stuck I can be.
What I'm not changed.
What I'm not changed.
What I want more of.
What I want more of.
What I haven't yet.
What I haven't yet.
Played with.
Played with.
Is that.
Is that.
I.
And simply
an expression,
a physical expression
of my thoughts,
my beliefs,
my hopes,
my fears.
Wouldn't it be a kick
to spend an hour
right here
or with the audio
and really poke,
explore,
laugh at, integrate
the
concept
that it's my thoughts,
it's my mind,
it's my feelings
that express
through my body,
through my finances,
through my relationships,
through my dreams,
through my allowance.
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
It's about food.
It's about food.
It's about business.
It's about business.
It's about jobs.
It's about jobs.
It's about income.
It's about income.
It's about people that annoy me.
It's about people that annoy me.
Frustrate me.
Frustrate me.
Challenge me.
Challenge me.
It's about things I don't like.
It's about things I don't like.
Everything's stacked against me.
Everything's stacked against me.
It's about physical pain.
It's about physical pain.
Physical limitation.
Physical limitation.
It's about age.
It's about age.
It's about metabolism.
It's about
my childhood.
My childhood.
Even though I haven't been there.
Even though I haven't been there.
In a really long time.
In a really long time.
It's about my parents.
It's about my parents.
It's about my boss.
It's about my boss.
It's about my government.
It's about my government.
It's about everything.
Everything.
And so
I feel
powerless.
Powerless.
Like the odds
are stacked against me.
And just for today,
maybe longer,
I want to imagine
it's only about me.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I'd have to take responsibility.
I'd probably have to learn new stuff.
Do something differently.
Like diet.
Like
shut up.
Like act grateful.
When I don't feel it.
Speak positive affirmations.
Do forgiveness work.
I don't
want to
do that.
I want tapping to fix it.
All of it.
Wouldn't it be nice? If what I really wanted.
What I really desired.
Was to know me.
To play with me.
To have.
A permanent,
unbreakable,
dynamic
connection
to my eternal self.
I want to feel supported. I want to have a sense of humor.
I want to desire
great change
and believe it's possible.
I want to play. For a little while.
In
a whole different paradigm.
All the ways I'm accustomed.
To giving power away.
To calories.
To fat.
To meat.
To white flour.
To sugar.
All the ways I'm accustomed.
To giving power away.
To people.
That
I don't even like.
People.
I don't respect. People.
I don't want to know better.
All the ways I'm accustomed. To giving power away.
To people.
I no longer live with.
People.
I haven't even met yet.
All the ways
I'm accustomed
to feeling small.
Powerless.
Alone.
Because of money.
Circumstance.
Injury.
Frustration.
Stress.
Pressure.
All the ways I believe in things.
So
strong. strongly,
so strongly,
so firmly,
when they all change,
all the time, and sometimes I forget,
to update
my consciousness. Today I want to update my consciousness. What do I really believe?
About this goofy game I'm playing. Called life.
There's only my perception.
Of my reality.
That's in my control.
I've been trying
To change other people.
Situations.
Ideas. And it's just not really working for me.
They just won't agree.
And the more I want it, the more I believe I need it.
The less I get.
So wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If just for now,
I could download
a whole new consciousness.
So that when
I awaken tomorrow,
I'm playing a whole new game.
I want to play a whole new game. Where it's just about me.
What I think.
What beliefs I can sort out.
And radically change.
I want to know.
The experience.
Of labeling myself.
As powerful.
As the catalyst.
As a catalyst
for all change
in my perception of reality.
I'd like to know
all the metaphysical stuff
really works.
I want to live
the experience
of being the conscious co-creator
of my experience.
Not of life.
I don't want that responsibility.
But of my experience.
I want to be the one in charge.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe I could consider.
Being the one in charge.
Of my personality.
Being the one in charge.
Of the filter.
Of my memories.
Being the one in charge.
Of what I think.
What I speak.
And how I deal.
With the different energies.
Of emotions.
It's so funny.
I can blame me.
When life sucks.
I can blame others.
And yet I've never really.
Thought about.
Where's the real power?
In my mind,
my habituated mind,
the power is diffused.
All over the place.
Culture.
Genetics.
Memories.
Body.
Limitations.
Others.
Something elusive.
But I've never really explored.
Bringing it all down.
To one component.
Not here to change others.
Fix them.
I'm not even here to like them.
Worry about them.
Change them.
Save them.
I'm not even here.
To judge them.
Define them.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could.
Download.
A whole new consciousness.
Because what I'm really here for
is to have a good experience.
A happy experience.
A kind experience.
Of me.
As an eternal being.
In a funny human body.
On this earth.
At this time.
In this society.
That's it.
That's my only responsibility.
You'd think I'd be better at it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could get crystal clear.
Of what I want,
of what it will give me,
and how I can align
to the thoughts,
to the actions,
that empower me,
to be the best me.
Oh, I can't even get that right.
I can't even get that right.
other people's versions of the best me, don't even match. So wouldn't it be nice? If I could get really clear,
it's only me
that gets to choose.
It's
only me.
I have to live with
24/7.
It's me
that I answer to
in the last moments of my life.
It's me.
I wake up with alone
at the darkest hour
of any time.
It's me.
I'm alone in birth.
I'll be alone in death.
Thank God I'm alone.
With my crazy mind.
Most of the time.
So wouldn't it be nice?
If I stopped diffusing all that energy.
And really focused in.
It's me.
It's my experience.
It's not the circumstance.
It's not the situation.
It's not the number.
It's not the size.
It's not the deadline.
It's me.
It's how I perceive
myself
in all the different circumstances,
all the different situations,
each and every event
that randomly unfolds
between my birth
and my physical death.
I have no control
over most of that.
I only get the choice.
The difficult choice.
The loving choice.
Of how I show up.
How I perceive.
The environment.
The reality.
I'm sharing.
And even that
that is shared.
I don't have much control over
it. My memories
don't match my parents' memories.
Don't match my brother's memories.
Even my cat
seems to be playing a different reality.
You think she'd remember
what I like,
what I don't like.
Apparently not.
All the different realities.
I'm exhausted
from changing other realities.
So wouldn't it be a kick?
If I really got focused.
It's only about my perception.
Of who I am.
How I show up.
And what I'm capable of.
I'd like to allow.
Claim my right
to create
a new consciousness
now.
Okay, big breath.